There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Monday, June 17th edition. Got 12 gamer on tap for you tonight. Hope we had a great weekend. It was a good one out there for myself and our buddy Mitch in the Fantasy SD Slack chat, taking down the $5,000 in the $8 5 max US Open tournament. So good stuff there for Mitch. Shout out to you, my friend. Well earned stuff there. It was a good weekend overall, though. So hope everybody had a good one, and let's get at it. 12 gamer on tap. The totals on this 12-game slate: Phillies at Nats, total 9.5. Rays at Yankees, 9. Angels, Blue Jays, waiting on that total. We get Edwin Jackson, plus the opener in Anaheim. Houston, Cincinnati, 8.5. Mets, Braves, 9. Indians, Rangers, 9.5. Red Sox, Twins, 9.5. Marlins, Cardinals, 8.5. Orioles, A's, 9. Royals, Mariners, waiting on the total there as they have an opener going in Seattle. Brew Crew, Padres, 8.5. Giants, Dodgers, 8.5. So, like usual, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of the 10 current totals are 9 or above. The Anaheim, Toronto one should be 9 or above. So, we should have about 7 or so totals at 9 or above. Watch the weather on this slate. In the Midwest to Northeast, there's a lot of rain chances. Tampa Bay and New York, it gets wetter and wetter as the night goes on. Philadelphia, Washington, about 40% chances of rain. And we know how the Nats love to postpone games after lock. So hopefully, if they do, they do it before the games start. Houston, Cincinnati, about 30% chances. Miami, St. Louis, about 25%. There's a few other, like, 10 to 15%ers that we should be okay with. But just keep an eye on it. There's some very, very wet weather on this 12-game slate when we get crack-a-lackin'. All right, let's talk pitchers. We'll talk 9K and above right here. You got Mike Soroka, highest priced guy at 10-5 at home against the New York Mets. Nice little bounce back spot here for Mr. Mike Soroka. He's averaging 17 points per game at home. He's better on the road than at home, but coming off a really, really bad start against the Pittsburgh Pirates, could get some low ownership on a guy like Mike Soroka, who has an outstanding season going for him, leading the league or tops in the league in ERA. Facing the Mets, team with strikes over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. I mentioned that 1.92 ERA for Soroka. He has a 3.89 Sierra, which means he's still... He's getting, you know, what people might call lucky, but he's still pitching really, really well regardless of the situation. And a 57% ground ball rate helps with that tremendously. So really good spot for Soroka. The Mets have a total of 4.1, lefties 306, righties 375 for Soroka. If you want to pay up, you want to look for the bounce back, you want to get a low on Soroka, he's definitely in play. This is a night to get really weird. I know there's some guys in the chats that have won some $5 tickets to the half milli maker or whatever they're doing on DraftKings tonight, 90,000 entries in there. If you want to win that bad boy, you got to get different. You're going to get really different. Soroka might be low owned, so someone to keep in mind as you break things down. Luis Castillo, $10,000 at home against that daunted Houston Astros lineup. Yordan Alvarez going to Great American Small Park sounds oh so nice, but yet you get a Houston team that has, you know, no Correa, no Springer, no Altuve, still hurting a lot. And you got a Luis Castillo, 1.87 home ERA, averaging almost 23 DraftKings points per start. At home this season, he's pitched great in Great American Small Park in his entire career. He loves pitching there. It's just a Houston team that doesn't strike out much. 18% K rate versus righties. Castillo's got a 29% K rate, still walks too many guys, and almost a 57% ground ball rate. So he's been outstanding. It's kind of a rubber meets the road. Does he strike out enough Astros to make this thing matter? That's what you have to kind of plant your flag in. They have a 4.1 team total. Lefties 300, righties 227 versus Castillo. But it's a pick your poison. A lot of left-handed bats in that. A lot of okay left-handed bats, I should say, in that Houston lineup. Making Castillo a nice GPP play, but, you know, it does have its risk appeal to it. One of the top plays up here is Lance Lynn, $9,500. Yes, it's in Texas, but he's been pitching great at home. It's against the Cleveland Indians, who are slowly starting to warm up, but not a ton. Lance averaging about 17 points at home, 19 on the road, but, you know, 19.3 at Boston, 21-3, 24-1, 21-5, 34, 23, 21. He had a hiccup against Toronto, 31. He's pitched really, really well. Almost 20 or more points in 8 of his last 9 starts. $9,500 at home against Cleveland, a team that strikes out over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Lance Lynn, his strikeout rates have been insane of late. You know, on the season, 25% K rate to go with the 40% ground ball rate. You know, in that ballpark in Arlington, anything can happen, but it's a really, really good spot there for Lance Lynn. Cleveland does have a team total of 4.95. That is a scary total, but that's a lot to do with the game and everything else. Lefty's 302, righty's only 294 versus Lance Lynn. So good appeal there. When you really dig in deeper, Cleveland, we already mentioned they strike out over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but a 302 WOBA and a 164 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Lance Lynn at $9,500, really, really good spot here. People still don't like using him. I like him quite a bit this evening. The popular play, if you're paying up, will be Kenta Maeda at $9,000. The thing with Kenta, we talk about it all the time, you just don't know how deep he's going into games. Sometimes it's a pitch count, sometimes it's an inning count. You know, he got beat around by the Angels his last time out, but then at Arizona, 5 innings, 2 hits, 107 Ks for 21.5. Philadelphia, 6 innings, 3 hits, 206 Ks, 23. He's got 20-plus massive, like 25-plus point upside, and he's facing the Giants. And that's the big kicker there. He's facing the Giants. Even if he goes 6 innings, the upside is tremendous in that matchup against a very, very bad baseball team. They strike out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Maeda's a minus 250 home favorite, which is electric, third, the highest on the slate. He strikes out 25% of the guys he faces, 37% ground ball rate, and limits the hard contact. And the Giants have the lowest team total on the slate of 3.05. Very, very low team total. Lefty's 336, righty's only 294 versus Maeda. The Giants as a team, a 285 WOBA, and a 156 ISO. So Maeda is a phenomenal play up here. Might be chalky, should be chalky, but he's the best play up here unless you want to go for ownership leverage. So 9K and above, it's I actually rank it Lynn than Maeda because I like the leverage part there. But if you want to be realistic, it's probably Maeda number one. But I got Lynn 1, Maeda 2, Soroka 3, Castillo 4. Now let's go into the 7 and 8K range on this slate. We started with Joey Lucchesi. $8,600 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. Lucchesi much, much better at home than on the road. A 3-1-1 home ERA compared to 5-8-9 on the road. Recent home starts 13 against Washington, but 25 against Miami, 21 against Pittsburgh. Struggled against the Dodgers, 5.1. 26 against Cincinnati, struggled against Colorado. So it's the ups and downs of Lucchesi. It's more of a GPP than a cash game play. But there is upside there. You know, Milwaukee strikes out almost 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That's tremendous. When you're looking for a guy that might give up some power to a really good hitting ball club but can strike out a bunch of guys, that's big. Because Lucchesi's got a 24% K rate of his own, an 11% swinging strike rate, and almost a 50% ground ball rate. Milwaukee's got a team total just above 4. It's the fourth lowest on the slate. That says a lot about what's going on here. Lefty's only a .188 versus Lucchesi. Righty's 311. But then, you know, I said Milwaukee's got some pop. 341 WOBA, 222 ISO versus lefty. So it's kind of a, you know, rubber meets the road here with Joey Lucchesi. If the strikeouts are there, he can give up some runs, and the damage will not hurt you at $8,600. Next up, another, you know, there's a lot of risky plays on this slate with upside, though. Masahiro Tanaka, $8,000 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tanaka's been outstanding at home this year, averaging over 18 DraftKings points per start, and he's faced Tampa twice this year, a total of 13 innings, only one earned and 13 Ks. He's averaging 26 points a performance against the Tampa Bay Rays, a very good Rays team. Very, very good Rays team. But you got Tanaka, a Rays team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Tanaka almost a 22% K rate of his own and a 47% ground ball rate. We know he can give up the long ball. It's never been a secret. But Tampa Bay, 4.2 team total. Lefty's 324, righty's 277. So there is some upside there with Kenta Maeda. It's risky. Tampa Bay makes for a fun GPP play, because they could go off at any given moment. But Tanaka at only $8,000 does leave for some nice leverage. Another potentially popular play this evening is Mike Fiers at $7,700 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. 3.6 home ERA compared to 5.8 on the road. Much, much better stuff there. His last few starts, 18-5, 17-3 are both on the road. A 13, a 14-5, a 14, 45. He's a very good cash game floor with GPP upside. Like, that's the best way to say this. At $7,700, really good spot here. Baltimore can go off at any time, but it's nice. Minus 205 home favorite for Mike Fiers is pretty crazy. Baltimore strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. When you look at the O's, they have a 3.65 team total. That's third lowest on the slate. That's pretty crazy. Lefties 319, righties 351. So there's stuff to fear, but it is Oco Coliseum. And the Baltimore Orioles have a 297 WOBA and a 168 ISO versus right-handed pitching, which is not good. So Fiers at 77 should be popular, but is a really good-looking play there. In your 7 and 8K range, you got Fiers, you got Lucchesi, and you got Tanaka. Going below 7K, couple options for you here. Jalice Chacin coming off the IL at $6,900 at San Diego. Nice ballpark to get your feet wet again. San Diego's a pretty good offense, but coming out of Coors where they went banana lands, maybe a little Coors hangover coming home. They strike out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You know, Chacin gives up a lot of hard contact, a lot of fly balls. It's risky at $6,900, but he also has strikeout upside. Lefty's hitting 390, righty's 321 versus Chacin. And like we said lately in the Coors series, the Padres only have a 296 WOBA versus right-handed pitching, but they have a 171 ISO. So when they hit it well. So it's a pick-your-poison GPP type play, not a must, but something to think about there with Chacin. Miles Mikolas let everyone down in Miami his last time out. 5 innings, 8 hits, 5 earned, 4 Ks for 4 points. But he has a 7.76 road ERA compared to 2.87 at home. He's averaging almost 19 DraftKings points at home this season. His last few home starts against the Cubs, 15, Atlanta, 23.6, Pittsburgh, 23.4, Philadelphia, 28, Cincinnati, a 7, Mets, 22. So basically 20 or more DraftKings points for a handful of his most recent home starts. And he's a minus 210 home favorite. A $6,400 pitcher at minus 210, second highest favorite on the slate, is outstanding. Get win equity like that for $6,400, plus the upside of a team like the Marlins that strikes out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's outstanding. Mikolas is not a huge K guy. We know this, but he doesn't walk many. Almost 50% ground ball rate. It's not a shoe-in at all, but Miami, a team total just below 3.4, second lowest on the slate, just above the Giants, below Baltimore. Lefties 398, righties 305, but you know Miami at 283 WOBA, 113 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Mikolas in a great bounce-back spot at 6,400. Should be popular, but a really good look. And last but not least, Tommy Malone's going to be the long man against Kansas City. If you need another punt there, Malone's actually been pitching really, really well of late and someone to keep an eye on in that matchup. Kansas City strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching, and Malone's increased his strikeout rate to 25%. Gives up a lot of fly balls, but something to think about in that matchup. Lefty's 347, right? He's only 243 versus Malone, so he got some reverse splits. And a Royals team with a 281 WOBA and a 130 ISO, so they've struggled tremendously versus left-handed pitching. So Malone at 69, coming in after the opener, could be very, very interesting. So recapping the bottom down there, I got Mikolas 1, Malone 2, Chacin 3. You're pitching overall, 9K and above. You got Lynn, Maeda, Soroka, Castillo. In the middle, the 7 and 8K range, you got Fiers, Lucchesi, Tanaka. Down below, Mikolas, Malone, and Chacin. So lots of ways to break it on down. Lots of options to get weird, as there's not like a sure thing. But if I had to say your chalk, it's going to be Maeda, Fiers, Mikolas. All great plays, though. So it's either you take the chalk there and you differentiate with the bats, or you get weird with some of the options around the ones I mentioned. Let's get to the hitters on this slate. You got El Garri at 5K is always a GPP-relevant play, but not a must-play by any means. You can drop on down to like a Jason Castro at 42 versus Porcello. Has a little bit of upside in that matchup. Brian McCann versus Zach Wheeler at 39. McCann's been swinging a really hot stick. Wheeler has struggled this season. He's good. He has his good starts. He's got his bad starts, but overall has been struggling. Atlanta has a 4.19 total. Lefties 285, righties 304 versus Wheeler. But McCann, the way he's swinging the stick, could be in play. You go to the Angels, you got Kevin Smith at 37. You got a cheaper Luke Roy versus Edwin Jackson. Those are really good looks there against Edwin Jackson. Chance Cisco, only 3,500 versus Fiers. You know my love for Cisco in the middle of that Baltimore Oriole lineup versus right-handed pitching. So Cisco at 35, very, very good play there. With the popularity of a Fires, of a Maeda, playing Baltimore bats will be very, very good, to be contrarian. The farther down you go, though, I mentioned Luke Roy's 3,300. He's in play for you. And then other than that, see what pops up when lineups are released. First base, you got Belly Bombs versus Tyler Beedy at 57. That is a great play. The Dodgers are a very, very good play tonight. Team total of almost 5.5. Lefty's 394, righty's 331 versus Beedy. I really like Beedy. He almost showed he could get it done his last time out, but still way too many walks gets him in trouble, and then he gets it the big hit. So the Dodgers against a right-handed pitcher should have fun tonight, especially a pitcher like Beedy. Belly Bombs at 57 is a very, very good play. When you go down farther, though, like a Freddie Freeman at 52 is GPP relevant. E5 will make his Yankees debut tonight. I'm not going there, but he's playing. Max Muncy at 5K versus Beedy, similar to what I said about Belly Bombs. Binget Matt Olson at home versus Andrew Trashner at $4,800. Olson's been quietly getting it done, averaging 9.5 over his last 10. Someone to keep in mind in that matchup. The farther down you look at the first base position, you know, Trey Mancini, we mentioned the splits with Fires at 4,600. You could look that direction. Patrick Corbin's been struggling a ton. If you want to go Reese Hoskins, you can. But I'd probably go up to Trey Mancini at 46 or slide on down a little farther to the likes of a G-Man Choi or an Eric Hosmer to GPP going that direction. When you get to the lower fours and drop into the threes, you got like a Matt Adams versus pitch to contact Jake Arrieta at $4,000. Not a must play. It's pretty, you know, you want the Dodgers up top, and there's really nothing locked in stone right now. Justin Smoke versus Pena at 38 has got some upside because Pena is a good strikeout guy. When he gives up contact, it's a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. So Justin Smoke at 38 has some appeal for you there. You can go right on to Nunez if you so choose at 38. We prefer him versus lefties instead of righties, though. So keep that in mind. Matt Beedy is some value with the Dodgers. First base outfit eligible at only 3,500. Someone to take a peek at there. If you want to go against Lance Lynn, who could be popular tonight. I doubt he is, but he could be. Jake Bowers, you know, for the cycle over the weekend, he's $3,500. First base outfit eligible versus Lynn. The way to get to Lynn's always been by left-handed pitching. Cleveland, again, 4.9 team total. This right now, only 302 lefties, 294 righties. But in the past, lefties have hit Lynn very, very well. Similar to Justin Smoke earlier, you got Rowdy Tellez at 3,400. Let's head on over to the second base position. And you got some of the usual suspects up top. You got Moustakas versus lefty. The Muncy at 5K. You got Brandon Lau, GPP against Tanaka at 49. But dropping down, like Tommy La Stella at 47. Great play, second base, third base. The Angels are in a great spot tonight. Again, lefty's 349, righty's 41 versus Edwin Jackson. Really good stuff there. You slide on down a little farther. You got the likes of maybe an Eric Sogard at 45. I try to get up to La Stella at 47 if you can there. But Ozzie Albies at 44, swinging a really good stick there versus Wheeler. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. in a GPP at 43. I don't mind that at all. He's been swinging it very, very well. You can slide on down if you want to get different. You could look at a Colton Wong averaging about 8 points over his last 10. 0, but then 18 and 17. 7, 3, 19. So kind of getting it going again for Colton Wong. We saw how streaky he was earlier this season. You got Rougned Odor at 41, GPP only. But it is worth a gamble anytime he's in Arlington. Mike Clevinger making his return tonight could make things interesting. You got Jerks and Profar versus Cashner at 39. The A's are a very good play there. Few others like Johnny VR is down to $3,800 as he's just not as red hot as he once was, but still averaging about 6 points over his last 10 games. Put up a 17 spot yesterday, so something to keep in mind in that one. But $3,800 against Mike Fiers does have some appeal there. A few other cheap guys you could take a look at, maybe a Luis Arias at $3,500, a Kiki Hernandez or a Chris Taylor at $3,500. I know it's not lefty on the mound, but it's Beedy. So they could have some fun with that, depending on where they're hitting in the lineup. Something to keep in mind in that one. Let's head on over to the third base position, where we have Howie Kendrick. Probably not going there again. Moustakas, Rendon, like Bregman at 49 in Great American Small Park, GPP relevant. Scott Kingery's been swinging it well, but Tommy La Stella again at 47 just stands out big time in that matchup. You got Machado, who's up to 4,500 now, a little more pricey than usual, and tore it up in Coors. Hasn't got the price decrease yet. If you want to roll the GPP dice with Rafael Devers versus Berrios at 44, you can definitely go there as you get a zero-owned or a very, very low-owned Devers against Berrios. Berrios is outstanding, but Devers could have some fun there. Like Matt Chapman at 43, really good look there. Marwin Gonzalez at 42 just continues to rake. I love that play. Love Marwin. Matty Carpenter, been quiet, but 4,200 versus Eliezer Hernandez could be a nice GPP type play for you there. Excuse me. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty. It's Wade Miley. Miley, two things with Miley. He's much better at home than on the road. He's been bad on the road, so this helps in Suarez's favor. But he's better versus righties than lefties. He's got reverse splits, so pick your poison. But we love Eugenio versus a lefty, so $4,100 at home could be a nice play for you there. Vladito at 4K is in play versus Pena. You get below 4K, though, and it's like Brian Anderson has a value at 38. That's about really it that's standing out right now at first glance. Shortstop position, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm not paying that price for him. They're just not doing it. Like Lindor at 52 versus Lynn, GPP play for sure. No problem there. You do have Bregman at 49, we talked about, but like Polanco at 48. The guy I'm looking at right now is Paul DeJong. We talked about how bad he was for a while. He had an injury. He was battling. I believe it was a wrist injury. So that's what sapped his power. But boy, oh boy, is he on fire again. Paul DeJong is more like it. $4,600. You know, 18, 18, 14, 19 over his last four. Homers in three of those four. Really getting it done in New York. Now he comes home against Eliezer Hernandez. The Cardinals are 5.2 team total. Lefties 359, righties 201. Very small sample. DeJong hits righties much better than lefties. DeJong at 46, great spot this evening. A few others. Mentioned Machado already. Got Semien at 44. Quite the price bump there in that matchup. Like Didi Gregorius, 41 back home versus Chirinos is interesting in a GPP. I like Chirinos a lot, but good matchup for the Yanks in that ballpark. Below 4K, again, Johnny Villar at 38 stands out as some nice value in that one. Tim Beckham likes his lefties. He's 35 versus Danny Duffy. That's pretty much where we're going now at this point in time. Outfield position, you got Christian Yelich at 58 versus the Kessy GPP only because you got Beattie at 57. You got Trout at 56. Just two smash spots versus Beattie and Jackson. Just great spots for both those guys. You can go down to the Twins versus Porcello with Kepler and Cruz and Rosario and company. When you look at the Twins, a 5.05 team total, lefties 330, righties 306 versus Porcello. Porcello has been hitting around quite a bit this season, so keep that in mind. That it's just really, really pricey when you go $200 higher than Kepler to get Mike Trout. But that also means the Twins will be low-owned tonight, so it depends on how you want to break that down. You'll also get a low-owned Austin Meadows versus Tanaka, if you so choose. But yeah, Shohei Ohtani at 51, great spot versus Edwin Jackson. Also, J.D. Martinez in a GPP versus Barrios, maybe I don't think you need to go there. I'd rather go to Marcelo Ozuna at $4,900 versus Eliezer Hernandez. Ozuna 0-12 in his last two. GPP play indeed. Going on down, he can ride the red hot Ronald Acuña Jr. It is Zach Wheeler, but Acuña is just straight fire these days, so something to keep in mind there. We mentioned Scott Kingery already. Trey Boo Boo at 46, but Jock Jams versus Beattie at 46. There's a good chance Jock Jams goes deep tonight. Just very good chance that happens. Just throwing that out there. You got Yordan Alvarez at 45 in Great American Small Park in play for you there. I don't mind Juan Soto at 45. He is really, really putting it together. Again, Jake Arrieta, a big pitch to contact type guy. Soto at $4,500 is a pretty good price tag in that matchup. When you look at the Nats, a team total of 5.2, currently third highest on the slate. On the season, righties are hitting 281, but lefties are hitting 420 versus Jake Arrieta. So something to keep in mind in that matchup. When you go down a little farther, you can look at an Avisaíl Garcia in a GPP versus Tanaka. Lourdes Gurriel at 43, I don't mind at all. Mookie Betts is only $4,300 versus Barrios. Again, Barrios is really, really good. But, you know, lefties 321, righties 284 versus Barrios. But $4,300 for the talent of Mookie Betts is very interesting to really think about. Aaron Hicks, GPP at 42 is okay. But, like, Cesar Puello, Cole Calhoun versus Edwin Jackson, $4,200. Really good value for you there. Marvin Gonzalez, 42, mentioned him already, is another really solid play. Oscar Mercado is on fire right now. He's $4,200, worth the price of admission. Averaging over 11 in his last 10, 28, 13, and 10 in his last three. Couple of slow games on a 21, 10, and a 14. The dude is on fire right now. $4,200, really good play there versus Lynn because he can get on and steal bags and score points that way. So something to keep in mind when you break that on down. Farther down you look. You could go Dom Smith in a GPP. Probably not going there tonight, though. You got Ramon Laureano at 41 versus Cashner. not a bad look there. Jorge Soler swinging well at 41 as well. Like Crush Davis, only 4K versus Cashner. That's a really, really good play. I know Crush isn't doing the consistent Crush thing, but averaging almost 8 points over his last 10. 14, 9, 2, 10, 17, 0, 21. He's getting there, folks. He is definitely getting there. So get some Crush Davis at 4K before he gets too expensive. Alex Verdugo at only 4K versus Beattie. Verdugo's been kind of a disappointment overall, but a good spot versus Beattie to maybe get back on track. Guys like Josh Reddick and Nick Markakis, 3,900 versus Castillo and Wheeler, respectively, does bring some value for you there. Justin Upton should be returning from the IL tonight to face Edwin Jackson in Toronto. He's 3,900 bucks. Very nice cheap play in that matchup. Then other than that, there'll be options down like Brian Anderson's value, Randall Grichuk in a GPP, Anthony Santander at 37 versus Fires, JBJ at 36, not probably going there tonight, but he's a punt. If you need to go there, Teoscar Hernandez, another punt at 35. So there are options down here when the lineups get released. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate. Up top, you got Lance Lynn, Kenta Maeda, Mike Soroka, then Luis Castillo. In the 7 and 8K range, you got Fires, Lucchesi, Tanaka. Down below, you got Mikolas, Milone, Chacin. Lots of ways to stack it up tonight. The Angels versus Edwin Jackson is outstanding. Told you some of the values there to go with the big boys. You got Toronto versus Felix Pena, which doesn't suck. Lefty's 379, righty's 318. Pena's been okay this year, but you can get to him at times. But after the Angels, it's about the Dodgers. Great spot versus Beattie. Oakland versus Cashner is very, very good as well. St. Louis is appealing. Not running to play that, but they're appealing. So are the Twins. Both interesting looks there. Other than that, you can pick your poisons. There's little ways to attack each game if you so choose. But it's the Dodgers, the A's, and the Angels. Those are the big three right now. As we go at first look, BVP on this slate, Juan Soto, 3-for-6 with a double and 2 home runs against Jake Arrieta. Matt Adams, 9-for-25, 2 doubles and a homer. Dozier and Turner have taken him deep as well. So the Nats have some decent history versus Arrieta. Gene Segura, 7-for-11, 2 doubles versus Patrick Corbin. Harper's 5-for-13. Sean Rodriguez, Jay Bruce have taken him deep. Tommy Pham, 4-for-11 with a double and a homer off Tanaka. D'Arnaud, Zuninos, Kiermaier, Meadows have all homered off of Tanaka, as you'd expect. Jonathan Lucroy hitting 375 off Edwin Jackson, 12-for-34, 2 doubles and 2 home runs. That's pretty, pretty good at 3,300 bucks. Yasiel Puig, 6-for-17 with a homer versus Wade Miley, if you want to go that way. Freddie Freeman, 10-for-20, 3 doubles, 2 homers off Wheeler. Flowers, McCann, and Joyce have all taken Wheeler deep. Those are some good numbers from Freddie Freeman at 5,200 bucks tonight. Farther down you look, the Twins like some Rick Porcello. Jason Castro, 5-for-10 with a double and a homer. Marvin Gonzalez, 4-for-10 with a double and a homer. Kepler's taking him deep. Scopes, 8-for-25 with a double. Cruz, Rosario taking him deep. So some decent numbers there. Let's see what else we got. Joe Panic, 7-for-16 with a homer off Kenta Maeda. Brandon Belt, 6-for-17, 3 doubles. Posey, 6-for-20, 2 doubles. Longoria's taking him deep. Matt Chapman, 5-for-10. Davis, 6-for-20 with a homer. Kana's got a homer. Fedley, Profar, and Matt Olson's homer twice off Andrew Cashner. Some good stuff there. Let's see if there's anything else. Kyle Seager, 6-for-19 with a homer off Danny Duffy. Seager does hit lefties quite well. But that'll do it. That'll do it for your edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday edition, your June 17th edition. Hope everybody has a great Monday. Come join us in the SD Slack chat. It's free. Congrats to Mitch yet again. We'll have the always pressing PGA DFS podcast coming out later tonight, as well as a new bench with Bubba. But go check out last week's Bench with Bubba's great stuff there with Matt Williams and Dan Richards of Pitcher List. And also Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 112. Good stuff there. But I'm on Twitter at BDAntric. If you have any questions, let me know. And go check out thequantedge.com. Football stuff is just getting cranked up right now. And baseball is still in full force as we're about almost halfway through the baseball season. Use promo code Bubba to get the packages you're looking for over there. If you have any questions, let me know. But until then, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 17th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.